Yeah. You've just gone for the middle number.
Middle number, yeah. But it could be any, really, but I'll just...
So you're going for the middle of the road.
If you're doing that, if you're doing sums, like what they added up to, you know how you roll two dice and what they add up to, then you pick the one that had the most combinations of adding up. But this, I think it's just the middle.
You just think it's going to be the middle number. Yeah. Why do you think, Maddie, you've made a comment that you're not getting many low numbers? Why do you think that's occurring?
I don't actually know, because by the low numbers, I just mean the 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and there's more of the other ones than all that, but...
You mean there's greater probability of getting a higher number?
Yeah, I think so.
So what would be the probability of getting 1 if you've got a 20-sided dice?
1 in 20?
Yeah, 1 in 20. So you've got 1 in, every time you throw that die, you've got 1 in 20 chance of getting it.
There's 3.
So if you throw it 20 times, you've then increased it 20 times 20. So you've increased your probability of...
Last
getting each time you do it, you've got 1 in 20. Why do you think those two numbers kept coming up? Were they on the same side of the die, or were they on opposite sides, or exactly where were they located?
They were on the same side, and they were just quite near each other.
Yeah. So maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe it might be something to do with manufacturing the die, do you think?
I don't know.
Don't know? About the weight? Do you think because they're not on opposite sides?
It's even on both sides. It's like symmetrical.
So it's symmetrical. So you don't think that...
So I don't think that had anything to do with it.